Some call him the Prince of Poonanny,
the Baron of Buttplugs,
the Duke of Dongs. His mission to bring pleasure to the men and women of Kansas City.
He stands astride the Odyssey Multiplex,
waving high the big black dildo of destiny,
as he brings you a game that we like to call The Adult Toy Price is Right! That's right, it's time to play a little game we like to call
The Adult Toy Price is Right!
Here's how it works. We choose three callers from the listening audience.
Then we describe the item that's up for bid.
The listeners place their bids.
The listener who gets the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over wins the prize!
And now, here's your host, the undisputed king of the Vibration Nation, Johnny Dare!
What do I see? Amanda, Diana, Jenny, Shane, Matt, JC. Let's start this thing then. JC, welcome to the show.
Hey, I'm JC. I'm 41. I've been married for 9 years. I have a Fleshlight at home, and my wife's got a womanizer.
Nice. Well, listen, did you buy the womanizer, or did she buy the womanizer?
No, I bought it for her.
Yeah, listen. Because that thing's a goddamn game changer, son.
It is. Now, it is. She likes it.
Does she use it by herself, kind of probably the same way you use the Fleshlight, or do you guys use it together?
We use it together. Yeah, we found some fun ways to use it together. It works for us. So,
because that's a once it hits that spot, you just don't move.
You don't move. That's the hard part. So when I'm trying to do it, she's like, "Quit moving." I'm like, "All right, you hold it."
Brother, I feel your pain.
That's right.
All right, JC, stay there. You're going to play adult toy. I'm going to get Matt on. Matt, welcome to the show.
Yeah, I'm Matt, 46, been married twice, got a girlfriend, got a sleeve, and then we got some toys for her. We got a bullet and a rose.
You said you're married twice, but you have a girlfriend?
I do. Long story. She's going through a divorce.
Because of you?
We actually started banging at work about 15 years ago.
Is that why there's a divorce there, Matt?
No, not really. We didn't see each other for about 10 years. And then about 3 years ago, we kind of reconnected and... So we're back together now.
Hey, Matt, I'm pretty sure you're the reason she's getting divorced. So you told me you banged your wife. She was married throughout that. And then 3 years ago when you reconnected, which i.e. you stuck your wiener back in her.
Yeah.
Was she currently married to another man 3 years ago?
They've been going through a divorce for about 2 years now. It's gotten crazy. And I got depositions, so I can't say too much.
Matt, I ain't giving up no tapes. Don't you worry about it.
All right,
listen. Jesus God Almighty, Matt. You ever realize that you're the person that you're addicted to something and you have a real problem and that you're not seeking any help for it?
Yeah, all the time.
All right. JC, Matt, hold on. I'm going to get Shane on. Shane, welcome to the show.
Hey, how's it going, John Deere? Shane Marston, 38. I've been married 7 years. I got a sleeve, got a T-ring in, and that's about it for me. The wife's got most of the stuff.
What does
she's got?
She's
got the vibrators.
Yeah.
Vibrators, chains, tie-down stuff for the bed. She's got a lot more than that. I can't name them all.
Chains?
Well, it's not chains. It's the stuff you put on your bed, so you strap so you can strap them all down.
Yeah. I mean, does she strap you down or you strap her down?
Oh, heck, no. I don't believe in that stuff. I'll strap her down.
I assume she asks you to. It's not your jam. That's the way it sounds.
No. That's not my jam.
But
I'm afraid what she'll do.
Oh, without a doubt. Listen, if I've ever tried to impart any wisdom on any young man in this world, no matter what you think, your girl has some built-up resentment somewhere deep down inside her. And you've tried to do so many things with your ding-dong that at some point, if you were to be tied to the bed face down, she might take advantage of that moment to go ahead and let you live a little. You know?
Yeah.
And say things like, if you love me, you'd let this happen. Or it'll feel better in a few minutes.
You want to see how this feels now to you?
I know. Just let yourself go pigeon-toed and breathe deeply. All right, Shane. Listen, Shane, Matt, JC, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price without going over will receive the item up for bid.
The race for president is underway. And let's face it, all your choices suck. But in these troubled times, there's one commander you can depend on. And that's the Commander USB Rechargeable Pump from Nastoys.
Once again, he's exaggerating. He's lying. And I'm going to continue to move until we get more asylum officers.
I really don't know what he said at the end of that sentence. I don't think he knows what he said either.
Hail to the chief. It's a pump they call Commander. You can command how big you
you make your jones.
That's right, you're an American man with an American gland.
So to get bigger and better, you need the Commender.
This high vacuum penis pump comes with an extra large cylinder for maximum enlargement,
designed to gently give you an instant boost in size.
It makes you larger and stronger with regular use.
It has an easy to use controller.
It's USB rechargeable.
And three sleeve sizes for a snug fit.
And what's quite possibly the most American thing of all,
USA! USA!
It's made in China.
Ah, America.
Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land.
I love my country so much.
God bless the USA.
There's a bald eagle right here. I'd f*** it.
It's the Commander electric pump from NAS Toys, and it can be yours if the price is right.
Oh, this looks like a interesting thing. This is your, this is like a, when I was a boy, penis pumps just had a bulb you had to go squishy, squishy on. Now, though, these things, see, I thought that these things went away with the advent of boner pills, but apparently, there's still a real joy to be had.
I mean, how long do you have to wait when you take a boner pill? We have not done that in this house. I don't know the
answer. I've taken them before. We took one when they first came out. We did it on the air. Thank God I wasn't wearing sweatpants.
Yeah, yeah. I just wonder if that's for people that don't want to wait for it to kick in.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. But I, so
hold that. To...
Okay, that's so that's. Do you got to hold the whole time?
Yeah. And then you put your.
What? The red is the emergency release. Yep. But this isn't just an on. You have to hold it.
You have to
on.
Hold it to pump to get the suction.
Ew! Ew! So
stick your fingers in.
Stick your fingers in.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can. Yeah. Here, let me go and put three.
Yeah, better make it three.
Three's good.
All right. He said, give it a second.
That's the smallest size.
Oh, yeah, no, that definitely works, man.
I kind of like the look.
Yeah?
The clear red.
You really think
it's something different?
You come walk into the room, he's like, hold on a minute.
Go, Chiefs.
I kind of wonder if how ridiculous. I also, because I just know my brain is like, dude, just keep doing it. Just keep doing it. And 1 second, you're like, oh, that's bad. That's like microwaving a hot dog. That's
It does look like there's many blenders right now that are out.
Yeah, no, it's so very much.
It won't freak anybody out.
You can tell, if you want to know if it works, just stick it to I'm sticking it to the countertop here. Like
you can see it. You can see it sucking.
There you go.
Yeah. You want to try it?
I'll try a couple.
Yeah, I think your whole fist will go in that thing. You may have to just stick it to the countertop.
Push the
gray button.
Gray one.
And you got to hold it.
I'm holding it. I got all my digits in there.
Yeah? Is it sucking?
There it goes. like a warm glove. Oh. Yeah. That's nice.
Give you a ding-dong hickey. Ooh, oh, boy.
Now we got an Audi. I'll fix that.
That's called a prolapse.
I know. I got it. We're good.
That happens in weightlifting and anal.
Yes.
All right.
You're fixed. See.
Guys, this is just for you. JC, what would you pay for such an item, the Commander?
For a ding-dong hickey, let's go 83.
83 for ding-dong hickey. What would you say, Matt?
I'm going to go $100.
100 for Matt. Who's never committed adultery?
Nope.
And Shane, old Shane.
$39.95.
He's gone low. The actual manufacturer suggested retail price $78.99.
Woo! It worked.
Well played, Shane. You slid in just under JC and definitely underneath Matt. So much like that girl that Matt knows. But Shane, this is all yours. The Commander is all yours, my friend.
Congrats.
Oh, it will get used.
Good for you, man. I hope use it in good health, my friend. I hope it's quality and it's an heirloom. Someone you can leave your son. Say that. All right, Matt and JC. Matt, hopefully your deposition goes well. And maybe after that, would you like to take her to see Creed or Korn or Tesla or Dirty Honey?
Korn.
I'll
go Korn.
You go with Korn, Matt. And then JC, what about you?
Let's take some Creed tickets.
Game on. Stay right there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, we still live in, you don't get in trouble if you cheat during marriages anymore, do you?
Yeah.
I didn't think that was, because remember in the old days, like if they could prove you were cheating, that was, now it's no fault stuff. Because I saw that there was a move to make, there was a new move out there, some fringe organization saying like if Mike, or you asked Mike for a divorce, mm-hmm. and Mike said, I don't want to do a divorce and I haven't done anything wrong. If you couldn't prove that he'd done something wrong.
You can't get out of it.
Then he'd be like, nope.
I've heard of that. Now that you say that. I don't know who's.
I don't think anybody else has that anymore. And now, because I'd be like, because I've had friends that get divorced. I'm like, dude, isn't it in trouble because she banged somebody else? And it turns out, no. They ask the lawyer. They're like, no, man, what's wrong with you?
What are you talking about? Like,
there's nothing to do with anything.
Were you watching something on TV?
But apparently, in old days, that was a thing. Like they catch you banging out, and then you'd have to pay. Which you know what? That would keep dudes.
Yeah.
It already costs enough. If you put in a booty fine.
Yeah, that might keep you around the house.
Yeah. Well, it depends on who you are, because I told you about Klaus.
Yeah.
He went brain dead.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, in his defense, dude's still married to the same broad that he was cheating on his wife with. So, love. I just realized that didn't sound great. It's love. He does love her, and I'm not saying so. Mike, if you're listening, I know you love her.
God, get to writing Hallmark cards.
Love her vagina. Yeah. Because I can tell you, he wouldn't divorce her if she suddenly lost the ability to speak. He's just beautiful like
Class.
That. All right, listen, let's start with our girl, Jenny. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, guys. I'm Jenny, 45, single. I have, sound like Shane's closet a little bit. I have a rabbit, some bullets, I have a womanizer, and some little straps, little tie-down straps.
You say like straps for holding you down?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So Jenny, 45.
Soft, nice ones, not too crazy, not too hardcore, but you know.
I don't know welcoming. The difference. So does that mean you can get out of them?
No. I mean, if I ask nicely, I suppose, I hope. You better let me out of them.
Do you have a safe word?
No, I haven't had to use a safe word. I've been pretty trusting, but I haven't been with a ton of weirdos, so I guess if I was with somebody I really didn't know, I would probably need that word.
My safe word is don't pee on me.
Oh, but, I like that. Yeah. I don't want to be peed on either. Yeah. Thank you.
But I think this idea of a safe word is that you can just keep going and trying new stuff, and instead of having a freak out, you just go like banana or whatever, and that means no, I don't want
right.
to.
Right, and I feel like I'm pretty vocal about like, this is what we're going to do. We're not getting crazy. You're not like going to pull my arm off with
maybe
a horse.
Maybe that's why you're single in 45. Maybe you learn a safe word. instead of complaining and telling them how it's going to be, you just yell banana once in a while.
And maybe that would be better.
Why are you single?
I'm recently divorced, mm-hmm. and so single by choice at this point.
Who asked for the divorce?
I did.
Really?
I did. Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
You were just tired? Tired of it all?
Yeah.
You want a new penis?
Exactly.
Were you excited about new penis? Have you had new penis?
Yeah, need some new D, whatever.
Have you had some?
I've had a little new D. It's nice.
Why? A little? Okay, you had a little new D?
I've had a couple new D. How about there you go?
And what would you say? Are you excited to be on that road?
Yeah, it's exciting, but it's also kind of freaky. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Embrace
you're
it.
Just not sure what you're going to get, and like the first time's never good, so you got to give it a couple tries to see if it's actually going to be, you know, so it's just a weird path. It's definitely a weird path.
If I were you, I'd get very comfortable being very clear about what I was looking for. I wouldn't be so much focused on what I won't do, but I'd be super focused on what I'm looking for. And don't be shy. You're 45. You're an adult. Use that thing for the warranty's up.
Absolutely. It's in its prime. I'm telling you that right now.
Yeah? Yeah. Have you tried anything weird, like other girls, anal, anything like that?
No, I'm not. Yeah, I'm not into the back door so much. No. Since I've been divorced. Not you haven't done anything with a girl in a long, long time, but you never know.
Wait. I have time. wait, tell me about the last time. How old were you?
Young.
You were like college?
Exactly. Yeah? Exactly. So, you know, experimenting, making out, little touchy feely.
Yeah. Do you finger a girl?
Look how cute we are, for sure. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, how far did it go?
Tell the truth. Fingers touching, licking, but nothing.
Well, hell, that sounds like the entire thing to me.
I don't know. I don't know.
If you said finger and lick, I don't know what else there is.
I wouldn't be a good partner for a lesbian because I'm going to be the taker.
So you're saying
I don't really want to be a giver.
You let a girl perform sex on you, and then you did not return the favor.
Not as well as I probably could have, for sure.
All right.
Because I'd rather provide things to the other sex.
I don't even know what you're talking about, but you do it. You do what you gotta do.
I'm gonna do it all. I'm gonna do it.
Listen, I don't know if you've heard lately, but there's a new idea out there. It's
remember, roses are red, violets are blue. She's a keeper. She goes huck to until we meet again.
All right. Well, I heard you talking yesterday, and I was like, I didn't know that was like a negotiable. You're like, when you get married, there's no more. Second D, and I was like, that's a negotiable? I just thought that was part of foreplay. I didn't know.
Listen, God bless you for saying so, but you got girlfriends, you know. There's plenty of situations like that.
There are ones that are like that. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Let it be known. Jenny is a D sucker. God bless you.
If you're good at something, keep doing it, right?
Hell yeah. Listen, they say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. That's not true.
Well,
that's through yours. So,
and you're close to the stomach at that point.
That's right. Stay right there. I got to get these other girls. Hold on, Jen. I got to get Diana on. Diana, welcome to the show.
Hi, I'm Diana. I'll be 43 next week, single, and I have a dildo and a womanizer and a butt plug, and I haven't been able to use anything in a week.
Why not? I mean, well, do I want to ask?
My apartment flooded and I'm couch surfing, so I can't masturbate.
Well, it depends. Are you in a girl's house or a guy's house?
It's been just friends. Anybody who'll take me in for a night.
Yeah, but I promise you, there's no dude in the world who's like, God damn it, don't you masturbate in my house, lady.
I mean, yeah. Well, I don't want to start something that he'll want to finish, though.
Not correct. All right. Listen, have you been with a girl, Diana?
Yeah.
Are you cool pitching and with somebody else catching? Because Jenny is single and 45. You're recently single and 43. I feel like, you know.
Yeah, I'm down for that.
All right. Listen, you stay right there. Hold on. I hope, by the way, you get your place back very soon.
Thanks, Johnny.
None of your toys, were they harmed in the flood?
Thankfully, I keep them on the shelf, not at the bottom.
Good girl. All right, Jenny, Diana, stay there. I got to get Amanda on. Amanda, welcome. Miss Amanda, hello.
Hello, hi.
Hi.
I'm Amanda. I'm 35, recently divorced. I have a wand, but I don't have very many other things because I'm a bride of Christ.
Because what?
I'm a bride of Christ.
You're a bride of Christ?
Yep.
I don't even know what that means.
Do tell.
I can't say too much.
Okay.
Is anybody else? Is that a real thing, by the way, or am I just missing it?
I don't know. She explained it, but she just said, I'm a bride of Christ. Those are all the toys I can have.
Is that a real thing, by the way, or are you just pulling my leg, Amanda?
Just pulling your leg.
Okay. I was like, hey, listen. In this world, I have absolutely, there's nothing that I'll go, that's no way it'll be true. But listen, if you told me you had a wand and you could only masturbate on the outside of your vagina because you're a bride of Christ somehow, and only Christ's penis can enter you, in no way would I just go, yeah, no, everything is taken.
She completely had me because I figured there's some church that says
if you're saved and you love God, you only get two dildos.
Yeah. I'm so sure that's what it was. Remember, the Mormons have soaking.
Yeah.
Oh, God, that's right.
You know, where you're not allowed to move, you can put it in, and then if somebody else can come along, and then they can jump on the bed or whatever.
I told my wife that story, and she didn't believe me. She had to look it up. She didn't believe me. I said, no, these kids, because we were on the phone with Jackson, because Jackson and I were laughing about it. I said, no, the kids lay on the bed, and their friends jump up and down around them because you can't have physical motion. She's like, that is not a thing. You look it up on the internet, it is.
Yeah. So nothing shocks me anymore. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. So, Amanda, you only have the wand. By the way, those wands are pretty great. Did you lose them in the divorce? Is that what happened?
No.
Do you really only have a magic wand?
Yes.
And have you ever had a vibrator, dildo, butt plug, anything like that?
Oh, when I was younger, but nothing too great. Nothing to write home to mom about.
Wow. So how many times a week would you say you use that Hitachi wand?
Probably 4 out of 7.
See, so I find that really interesting, Amanda. So did you never want one before? You just wanted one on the outside? Or was there something in your marriage where he was like, I'm cool with this, but I'm not cool with that?
Oh, no, it didn't matter what he thought. It was, you know, just trial and error.
I imagine. I just find it interesting. Well, listen, you came to the right place, but today we're going to play for something, and I don't know what it is yet, but it could be something that enters you. Are you okay with this?
I prayed about it, and I'm okay.
Well, Jenny, Diana, Amanda, the closest to the actual manufacturer's suggested retail price, without going over, we'll receive the item up for bid. So listen up.
Our next item up for bid is the Real Skin All-American Whoppers 8-inch curved dong with balls
there
from
it is.
NASS Toys. For your country, answer the call. You're coming for America. 8 inches long with veins and balls. You're coming for America. That's right, ladies. It's the Real Skin All-American Whopper.
It's 8 inches long
with a curve to hit that sweet spot.
A strong suction to base that's harness compatible.
And it comes with a free tube of lube.
Yay. Moving it up to try again.
Nothing's more American than getting it on.
And the All-American Whopper feels so good, you'll think it's the real thing.
8 inches of pure American pleasure.
Ladies, it's time to masturbate. You're coming for America. And when you're done, you know you'll say,
I'm writing this thing because I'm horny for the USA.
Please don't ever say that again.
I'm going to run it up this flagpole and see who salutes.
Please stop.
America.
Oh, God.
You're coming for America.
It's the All-American Whoppers 8-inch curved dong with balls.
Plus a free tube of glue.
Which I don't know why you'd need when you could just
fuck to and spit on that thing.
And it can be yours if the price is right.
Yes. Look at this thing. The real All-American Whopper.
Let me see this because I can't see it. Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a slight bend up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's got the good Peronis. What do they call the Peronis? It doesn't have the weird left or the weird right or the super downturn. If you must have a bent one, you want it slightly up, wouldn't
you
say?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. Yep.
I'm going to have to high five some things in there.
And ladies, it's harness compatible.
Ooh.
So if you have a harness and you'd like to strap it on, you can put it in and then, or put it through and then put it in. I know how to open the package, Captain. Over helping. He can't wait to get to this wiener. Look at this.
There you go.
Look at that. I've opened it up. Still smell like new?
It's alive.
But he's like, what is that? No, it's not
That's
for
not
you.
That's not a chew
That's
toy.
Not for you, big guy.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
That's a nice one.
That's it.
That's more than you expected.
That's like your 17-year-old one. It went out and then it was like still kept going. You're like, oh god dang, man, that thing's curving up towards me again.
What the hell?
Yeah, no, that looks like 11th grade to me. Yeah. Then you got, how about that thing?
Yep.
There you go. There you go.
Holy cow.
Oh. I started to hand it to her like a gun, base first.
And I always take it the other way. I'm like, got it. I don't know why it feels the way it's shaped, like an old phone. Like,
you want to put it to your hello?
No, I want to go.
Hey.
Hello.
Hello. Would you
that's
say
nice.
It's a good one?
Yeah, it really is. I've not seen one like that before.
Yeah. No, look at that. That's a, and that one you just
lightweight
and go after it. All right. Let's see what the items go for today. Jenny, What would you bid on a wonderfully curved 8-inch All-American Whopper?
For the Whopper. Let's do
$29.99. Diana?
If there's not a lube called Hawktua yet, there really needs to be.
You are so right. 36. Oh. You are so right. It won't last long, but it's a gazillion seller.
Oh, God, you're right.
I thought of that during Greg's description.
No, you're a genius, and you're 100% right. Amanda, finally, who Hitachi wands the outside, doesn't do much for the inside, but this is a suction cup one. So you could suction cup this to something, and then you could wand while you see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
All right.
Let's go with $19.99.
What kind of dollar store business are we in now? You really haven't bought anything, have you?
Uh-uh.
All right. The actual...
I was just going to say, buying dildos at Red Rocks?
just for the record, all three of you, it's not bidding where you want to bid just enough but not too high because you're trying to get a good deal. You're trying to guess the actual price of it, not what you would pay and
at
get a
Savers.
Good deal. Right. Okay, the price is
our next item.
Where is that? Where is it? I need the price, sir. Oh, you need one. To put the price that up, sir.
Tell me the price.
The price, sir. That's her. Here we go. Hold on. Gimme, you said you can do it for me. You can make it happen.
I can do it.
Hold on. Hold on. One, please reset it for me, sir. I need the price, sir. If it would make it
tell
so
me the
good
price.
For me. And the actual manufacturers. I'm saying it so slow. Suggested retail price is Gregory. Gregory, yeah. Can you just say it for me? Because he can't find it in the system.
I don't have the price in front of me. It's in there.
Why do I? Is there a government kickback for working with these people? Greg, the guy who created it, doesn't know. The guy who has it in the system is supposed to bring it up, doesn't know. Nick, can you help me?
Yeah.
Say a number, please.
42.
Oh, look, it's going to Diana.
Yay!
After a long week, I could use a long dong.
Yeah.
But if Amanda, had the just the wand?
I feel like it just got he's pushed inside of me. Yes, Amanda.
If
just
Amanda
has...
would like it.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm playing for tickets.
Oh, okay.
Amanda, you get nothing for throwing the game.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Just like your marriage. Nothing. You get nothing in the end of this.
Look, Diana was the Christian. She tried to offer it to her.
Listen, yeah, maybe you pray for tickets. All right, I'm just lying. I'll give you tickets. Hold on. All of you, get there. Stay there. Hey, what happened there, Captain?
Your boy didn't check.
Hanks are going really well.
Between the dude who created it, who's like, I don't know what I said, and the guy who's supposed to put it in the system, like, huh, hey, next time, just could you huck two of the Whopper before it slides in the knee?
Yes.
That would be my favorite thing.
You need a new vibrator or a big old dong.
Maybe a big rubber Gucci-shaped humpy toy.
Well, there's a place you can go and it won't take long.
Maybe a fist-sized bubble is what you enjoy.
Well, there's a place you can go that we all know where you can get on your freak. If your mom needs a dong the size of a small chops, and there's a Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Moonlight Adult Boutique.
Proud sponsor of the Adult Toy Price is Right.
With three locations to serve your every naughty need.
Find them online at MoonlightAdultBoutique.com.
Because Moonlight is a place for you. Oh, giggity, 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 giggity.